Okay, ready to dive into sustainable living. We've got a mountain of info here, articles, research, even some essays, all about better choices for us and the planet.
Yeah, it's wild how this went from like a niche thing to impacting everyone. This isn't just about reusable bags anymore. It's about like the whole life cycle of everything we use and how it all connects.
So it's not just individual actions, it's like the whole system. Kind of how that essay on sustainable living talks about how right now we're focused on the short term, not the long term.
Right, exactly. That essay makes you think about how what we're doing now impacts not just the environment, but future generations too. Like, we got to make sure they have the same resources we do. That's intergenerational equity.
Okay, so beyond buzzwords, what does sustainable living actually mean?
It's about finding a balance, meeting our needs now without screwing over future generations. We got to realize that Earth doesn't have unlimited resources and that what we do affects way more than just us.
That article, What is Sustainable Living? Definition and Examples, makes that point too. Sustainability isn't just the environment, it's social and economic well-being too, right?
Huge point. It's everything. Health, relationships, communities, the whole planet.
So, not just recycling lights off, it's like a whole new way of seeing our place in the world.
You nailed it. Going from like separate to interconnected, knowing our actions have consequences, good and bad, and that we can choose better.
Wow, okay, deep stuff. But practically, what are some myths about this we can bust right now?
The Green and Sustainable Lifestyles research paper goes right into that. The big one is that it's inconvenient or expensive.
Yeah, I get that. Like all
Yeah.
organic food, carbon footprint, that stuff seems overwhelming.
But the research says it can actually be more convenient and save money long term.
Seriously.
How?
Like energy-efficient appliances, they cost more upfront, but they use way less energy, so your bills are lower.
Oh, so it's an investment that pays off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And lots of swaps are cheap. Ditch the plastic water bottles, get a reusable one, you'll save a ton. That makes sense. But does what I do even matter? It feels small compared to everything.
Lots of people feel that, but think about it. Individual choices multiplied by millions make huge changes.
Yeah?
The Living Mindfully article has this cool analogy. Even something small, like your coffee cup, can help shift things towards a better future.
Like a butterfly effect. Tiny change, big effects later.
Yep. Plus, you're setting an example. When you do it, your friends, family, they might too.
It's not just me, it's the ripple effect.
Absolutely. Changing what's normal, changing expectations, building a culture of it.
All right, enough myth busting. What can people actually do to live more sustainably?
The 99 sustainable swaps list is, well, a lot. Let's break it down by area. Where do you want to start?
Kitchen's got to be a big one. Lots of waste there, and we're always making choices about what we eat.
Good pick. Sustainable swaps for everyday living has a whole section on it. Anything jump out at you?
I'm good on bags and water bottles, but those beeswax wraps, they seem cool and sustainable, like instead of plastic cling film.
They are easy to use and they biodegrade.
On the list they go. What else can we do in the kitchen?
Composting is huge EE. It keeps food out of landfills where it makes bad gas and turns it into good stuff for your garden.
I've always wanted to, but it seems complicated and smelly.
Not if you do it right. Tons of resources to help. Different methods too, even for apartments.
You convinced me. Composting is happening.
Nice. Remember, small changes add up. You don't have to change everything at once.
Speaking of big changes, what about bidets? Seems intense.
Maybe at first, but once you try it, there's no going back. More hygienic, saves water and toilet paper, and easy to install.
I'm intrigued. I'll look into it. What else is big for the bathroom?
Swap liquid soaps and shampooed for bars. They last longer, less packaging, and often have better ingredients.
Tried shampoo bars. Wasn't a fan. My hair felt weird.
Some brands, yeah. But there are so many now, it's about finding the right one.
Maybe I'll try again. And all of those cotton rounds I use. Anything
Oh,
better for those?
definitely. Reusable cotton rounds, soft, absorbent bamboo or organic cotton, just toss them in the wash.
Way better than throwing out tons of cotton.
Yep. Bathrooms are plastic waste central, so these swaps help a lot.
So, kitchen, bathroom. Where else can we make these choices?
Think about your day. How do you travel? Clothes. Fun. There's something in everything.
True, I rely on my car a lot, but I've thought about biking more.
Awesome. Less emissions, good for you, and you see your city in a new way.
Like rediscovering it. Sounds way better than traffic.
Plus, think of the gas money you'll save.
Sold on biking. Now, clothes. Fashion's not exactly eco-friendly.
Yeah, fast fashion is a big problem. Pollution, waste, bad labor practices. But you can make better choices.
like buying less, a better quality that lasts.
Exactly. And go for sustainable materials. Ugh. Organic cotton, hemp, recycled stuff.
I've seen brands making clothes from recycled plastic bottles.
That's awesome. And don't forget secondhand. Thrifting is fun. A&D sustainable.
It's about being thoughtful about what we buy A&D where from.
Right. Right. Our choices matter. We can support brands doing good, ethical, and sustainable.
It's like voting with your wallet, making it count.
You are. Every purchase is a vote for the kind of world we want.
Okay. So much covered. Kitchen to bathroom to clothes and getting around.
Yeah.
But you mentioned systemic change. Personal choices are great, but what about the bigger picture?
You got it. We need both. We need governments and corporations to step up too.
Like policies that reward doing good and holding companies accountable.
Yes. Regulations to cut pollution, push renewable energy, and protect nature. And companies gotta do business better, put people and the planet before profits.
It's both then. Individual and systemic for a truly sustainable future.
It is. They're connected too. When people make good choices, they push for better products and policies. And when governments and companies do the right thing, it's easier for people to make those choices.
So it goes both ways, a good cycle.
Exactly. And that cycle's growing every day.
That's inspiring. But it's a huge EE challenge. Where do you even start with those big issues?
Well, that's where being a good citizen comes in, right? We can vote for people who care about this, support good policies, and hold those companies accountable.
Right. So being informed and engaged, actually doing something. How do we make our voices heard and push for that kind of change?
The Green Your Routine article says to start local, get involved in your community, go to those city council meetings, support local groups working on these issues.
So like grassroots stuff.
Exactly. And you don't got to be a policy expert or anything. Just showing up, saying what you think, asking questions, it makes a difference.
That Robinson Nest article talked about community too, like joining or even starting groups focused on sustainable living.
That's such a good idea. Being around people who get it, it helps you stay motivated, gives you new ideas. It's way easier together.
And those groups, they can do stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Organize events, teach people, put pressure on businesses and politicians to do better.
For sure. And don't forget just talking about it. With friends, family, whoever. It raises awareness, gets people thinking, maybe even acting.
So like making it normal. Part of everyday life.
Exactly. And look, you don't gotta be perfect to talk about it. It's okay to be learning to share what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, that makes it less scary.
It does, and way more fun.
So we've got personal choices, big system changes, community power. But how do we deal with, like, the whole world pushing us to BY more?
That's the tough part. Ads everywhere telling us to buy stuff we don't need.
And it's all made to be thrown away, right? This whole culture of just more, more, more.
You're right. That's where mindful consumption comes in. Thinking about what we buy. Do we really need it? What's the impact of buying it?
So not about not buying, but buying better.
Exactly. Sometimes the best choice is to buy less, fix stuff, borrow, share, appreciate experiences instead of things.
That Basic Text thing said something similar. It's not about should, it's about want. When we connect it to what we care about, health, happiness, justice, nature, it's not giving stuff UP, it's getting something better.
Exactly. It's like a mindset shift. When you connect sustainable living with your values, it's about being fulfilled, not deprived.
So making it enjoyable even.
Totally. Enjoy the simple things, get outside, find happiness in experiences, not just stuff.
This brings up something I've been thinking about. We've talked about the good it does for the planet, for society. But what about for U.S. personally? How does this make our lives better?
Great question. And there's actually a lot of research showing it's good for our well-being.
Really? Like how?
Well, for one, less stress and anxiety. When you simplify, declutter, make those mindful choices, you feel calmer.
Less stuff, less stress. Makes sense.
Right. And sustainable living often means spending more time outdoors. That's proven to be good for you, mentally and physically.
Oh, yeah. Even a quick walk in nature can totally change my mood.
Nature is powerful. And you're often cooking more at home, fresh ingredients. That's got to be healthier, too.
So less stress, healthier, probably saving money, too. Sounds pretty good.
It is. And there's this feeling of, like, empowerment. When you take control, make choices that match your values, it gives you a sense of purpose.
Yeah, like you're actually doing something that matters.
Exactly. And that can be super motivating.
You know, I used to think this was all about giving things up, making sacrifices. But now, it feels more like a chance to make my life better, more meaningful.
I'm so happy to hear that. And it's true. It's not about less. It's about more. a deeper connection to yourself, your community, the whole planet.
So abundance, not scarcity.
Absolutely. It's knowing we have what we need to be happy and making choices that make sure everyone else can be happy too.
I love that. But honestly, it feels huge-y sometimes. Climate change, pollution, all that. It's like we're fighting a losing battle.
The challenges are big, that's true. But we're not alone. Millions of people all over are working towards this.
And like we said, doing it together makes a difference.
It does. When we team up, share what we know and what we care about, we can create something unstoppable.
So not overwhelmed, but empowered.
Yeah, we can make a difference. Every choice, no matter how small, adds up.
I love that. But it's got to be tough sometimes, right? Setbacks, doubts, all that.
Of course. And it's okay to admit that. Be kind to yourself. Remember, it's about progress, not being perfect.
And celebrating what we do achieve.
Absolutely. Every step towards a better future is a win.
Okay, we've gone deep here. Actions, big changes, challenges, what's possible. But before we wrap this up, I want to go back to something that got me interested in this whole thing. Sustainable living, making a more beautiful world.
That's a beautiful goal. And it's true. When we live with nature, build communities that are fair, make choices that are good for us, and the planet, that's a beautiful world.
And that beauty, it's more than looks, right? It's like a feeling of connection, of things being right.
Exactly. It's realizing we're all connected and that what we do can make things better for everyone.
So not just sustainable, but thriving.
I like that. Where everyone and everything can flourish.
Okay, I'm getting inspired. But this vision, it doesn't just happen, right? It takes work, commitment, challenging how things are now.
You're right, it's not always easy, but it's worth it. And the more people join in, the easier it gets.
So building a movement step by step.
Exactly. And those steps can be simple. That reusable coffee cup, composting, voting for the right people, it all matters.
And it can inspire others to take those steps, too.
That's what's so cool. Sharing what we care about, what we know, it creates this ripple effect that can change the world.
So it's not just what we do. It's WHO we are. Being more aware, more caring, more connected.
I love that. It's about becoming the change we want to see.
And that change is possible. It's not some dream. We can make it happen. Together, one choice at a time.
I'm so glad we had this talk. It's been inspiring to hear your thoughts and how much you care about this.
Thank you for sharing all this with us. I've learned so much, and I really want to go D something now.
That's what I like to hear. And remember, you can make a difference. Every single choice matters.
So we've covered a lot, right? From those little swaps to the big picture stuff. But for someone listening, maybe feeling like, where do I even begin? What's like one thing they could do to start their sustainable living thing?
Honestly, don't get hung up on being perfect. It's a journey, not a race. Pick one small thing you like that you can actually DO. Maybe it's those beeswax wraps or trying out a bidet, whatever clicks for you.
Yeah, good point. It's about progress, not like doing everything perfectly right away. And those little wins, they can keep you going, make you want to do more.
Exactly. And it can be contagious, you know. Seeing you do it might inspire someone else to try too.
So progress over perfection. What else would you tell someone just starting out?
Find your people. Like, join a local group, follow some inspiring folks online, or even just talk about it with your friends. Having that community helps, keeps you going, reminds you you're not alone.
It's easier when you're not doing it alone.
Yeah,
right?
Like, yeah.
You're part of something bigger.
Totally. Plus, you get new ideas, find resources you didn't know about, maybe even opportunities to do more.
All right, so start small, find your people, progress, not perfection. Any last wisdom for our listeners today?
This isn't about giving stuff up. It's about getting more. More meaning, more connection, a better life, really. So enjoy it, have fun with it, and celebrate all the good you're doing for yourself, for everyone, for the whole planet.
It's been awesome having you here today, breaking all this down. I feel like I have a much better grasp on what sustainable living really means and why it's not just some crunchy granola thing. It's about making better choices, big and small, that benefit all of us.
Absolutely. It's been great chatting with you too. And remember, everyone listening, you do have the power to make a difference. Start small, find your community, and keep learning. There are tons of resources out there to help you on your journey.
And that's a wrap for today's deep dive. We hope you found this exploration of sustainable living informative and inspiring. Remember, every choice we make has the potential to create a ripple effect. So let's choose wisely and create a world where both people and the planet can thrive.